Welcome to Cooler Conversations, a podcast where we celebrate what's happening in Mat-Su schools, the impact of education, and the technology our students and teachers can't live without. So grab a cold glass of water and chill. It's time for some Cooler Conversations.
Welcome to Cooler Conversations. I'm John Notestein, an educational technologist with the Mat-Su Borough School District. And today I'm joined by three exceptional educators from Wasilla High School who are leading the way for innovation in career and technical education in the state of Alaska. Assistant Principal of Wasilla High School, Tyler Gilligan, Construction Pathway Teacher, Brian Cook, and Engineering and CAD Teacher, Colton Connor. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Tyler, I'd like to start out by asking you about NC3, the National Coalition of Certification Centers. What is NC3 and why did Wasilla High choose to become an NC3 leadership school?
NC3, the National Coalition of Certification Centers, is an organization that partners industries like Snap-on, Tormach Machining, and different corporations with educational facilities to get students real-world exposure and certifications to the equipment that are used by professionals every day. What's really nice about that is a lot of these certifications come with curriculum already tied to the equipment. And then that way, our instructors are not having to learn the equipment, create curriculum, and implement it to our students. It's already done by master instructors and the experts in the field. And then we chose to be an NC3 leadership school because we are rebranding here at Wasilla High School. And through this rebrand, one of the key identifiers for our community was career and technical education. We noticed that our population we just have a lot of students and families that are in the workforce within career and technical education. So we are trying to implement that and be responsive to our community's needs. And what this does is with these partnerships, it gives our students a leg up on the competition. They're able to leave high school with certifications that are real world applicable, and they can get right out of school and go to work.
How is that a change from how we've normally done school?
I think it just puts an emphasis on it. It allows our students to know what we have, allows our community to know what we have, and allows us to be responsive to that community. So we're not just saying, hey, take this hodgepodge of classes. We're really streamlining it. And we're saying that, hey, if you want to be an engineer, you have these opportunities and these certifications when you leave our school to be ready to go and do that career field or enter that career field. In the past, I felt that it wasn't streamlined like we have it today.
Why NC3? How did NC3 become the one that you guys decided to go with?
When I was teaching automotive technologies here at Wasilla High School, I was talking to our Snap-on rep, and he mentioned that they had these educational kits. And so, I don't know, 5-6 years ago now, I ordered one of those kits. It's the multimeter kit that we have down in the auto shop still. And then when I got into administration and Mr. Marvel, our principal, identified career and technical education as being one of those pillars to our rebrand, I started reaching out to NC3 and seeing how we could partner with them to better our career and technical education programs.
Brian and Colton, one of the most apparent changes here at Wasilla High School has been the addition of some new equipment. And as I understand it, that equipment is tied to NC3 certification. What exactly did you guys add this year, and how are your students using that equipment?
Okay, so we added the 24R Tormach, which is a computer-controlled router system that allows students to learn how to program, cut materials, cabinets, different things that they would do in the industry. So if you look at the way the cabinetry industry has gone, it's really moved more towards technology. And so they don't have people cutting individual parts of cabinets anymore. It's really the manufacturing aspect of it. And so we wanted to be responsive to that and have machines in the shop that students could learn. And so that was the 24R by Tormach was a good addition for that.
So what does that look like as far as cabinetry goes? Do students have a design and they program it in, and then this machine does some of the processing for them?
Basically, they can create a design or they can find a design online, and then they program it into the computer on the 24R, and it actually cuts the thing out. So it's perfect. All the joints are perfect, and everything lines up nicely.
Well, in my classroom, we have basically a smaller version of the 24R. They're XS Tech routers, and they're desktop routers. So they're like the size of a 5-gallon bucket. They can sit on the desktop, and then along kind of what Mr. Gilligan was saying with the curriculum, we have a curriculum that allows these students to build through, go through these steps to get the certification in that XS router, which uses the exact same software, the same layout, and the same everything as the 24R. So Ideally, they can get their certification done right in my classroom with that piece of equipment in a regular ed classroom. I mean, I'm in a computer lab and they can use these routers. They get that certification and then they are free to use the 24R down in the shop, which is a much larger version. So having that, the available just in the classroom where they can get their certification done and then they can go right into the shop and use that in a real world scenario, whether it's cabinet making, part making, CNCing, aluminum, whatever it is.
Now, as I understand it, it's not your additions at Wasilla High School are not all NC3. You guys are doing some other programs and additions. Brian, maybe you can take this one. I'm curious how that shift has affected maybe your course offerings and how you're teaching.
Yeah, so we looked at what was important in our community, and really the Wasilla High shop for a long time has been basically a cabinet making, woodworking shop. And in that responsiveness to community needs, we realized that we need to add some more construction. So we added an entirely new class where students are in my class for a full year doing construction, residential construction. We're actually adding next year another NC3 program in electrical. So they'll be able to work with that. But the construction class has kind of a secondary certification, which is NCCER, the core certification. So students can come out with their blue card, which will help them to get hired in the future and helps them earn more money potentially. So.
Colton, what role has architectural drafting played in this process and the manufacturing certifications that you guys have students pursuing?
Well, quite a bit. This year especially, we've kind of gone from 3D and technical drafting, and we're really trying to push architectural drafting for residential or commercial buildings to tie in the future, hopefully with the construction trades class. So kids can come in into my lab, pull up AutoCAD, design a residential home, single story or multi-story dwelling, and then eventually, you know, kind of go down to the wood shop and maybe oversee kind of as a project manager and see what is possible, you know, and they can talk to Mr. Cook's construction trades kids and be like, the construction guys are like, yeah, that doesn't work that way. And then my students would have to come back to the table and fix the plans that they built and vice versa. So it's really kind of changed the overall drafting outlook. So we're really trying to go into that architectural drafting route.
It sounds like you guys have the architectural drafting and construction working more hand in hand than ever before.
Yeah. And I think more in the future, obviously with this semester is the first semester with our NC3 and the rebranding. And obviously of COVID, it's kind of been not put on hold, but it's just been a slower process. But we were talking earlier today, by next semester, we should have kids being able to do that cross-curriculum design.
So I'm curious what and maybe this is for both you guys, what's the reception been like so far from students?
With the new certifications and you kind of start talking about jobs and careers and, I mean, let's be honest, money, where that kids can get these certifications and go out into the workforce right out of high school. I mean, there's been a couple of kids that are like, yeah, when do I start? How do I get going on the CNC machine? How do I get going on the desktop router? And they've really bought into it. So in my class, they seem pretty excited.
Yeah, I'd say with both the Tormach certification and the NCCER, I've seen more buy-in from students this year. So I've seen students who are just actually really excited about getting those certifications and understanding what they can do for them.
I think another important piece to all of this, whether it's NC3 certifications or outside of that, is what we've done is we've really tried to emphasize that these are not just educational certs. These are real world stackable industry recognized certifications. And then that way it's not just saying, oh, you have a student certification. No, you have a real certification that you're going out to an employer with and saying, I know how to do this already. And I think that's really important for the students to buy in, because they see it differently. They see it as a future. They see it as a way to pay for college. They see it as their career path. So that mind shift within our building has had to take place also.
I'm imagining this has been a difficult year to do monumental change like this and new certifications and all these things. What are we looking for in the future? What is CTE going to look like at Wasilla High School?
So I think CTE at Wasilla High School, our goal is to be the best career and technical, best high school with career and technical education wrapped into it. And so obviously there's going to be initiatives that are widespread within our building, but we want to make sure that the CTE department and the certifications, the programs, all of that are the best that they can be for our students to give them a leg up on any other student at any other school in any other district across this state. Whether it's NC3, whether it's partnering with industries and companies outside of our building, which is another thing we're working on, trying to reach out to corporations and say, hey, what do you need? How can you partner with us? Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be areas of these content areas that our teachers aren't experts in. And so bringing in industry and having them do demonstrations and partner with us just helps our students even more get into industry, and building those relationships helps them get jobs as well. So we're looking at refining our current programs to make them better, but also recognize that CTE is for college and career-bound students. If you want to be an engineer, you can go into our drafting program. You're already going to enter college knowing how to draft, potentially with college credits, knowing how to read residential plans or commercial plans. And that's really important. But then being responsive to our community, we've also looked at the huge medical need, not only within our local community, but our state community and nationally. And so what we're implementing here at Wasilla High is a Wilderness First Responder Program, which is professional development for all levels of people in the medical community, to include doctors and physicians. And what they'll learn how to do is survive in the wilderness. They'll also learn how to treat basic medical needs in the wilderness. So, and that's really responsive to our community, because not only are they getting an interest in the medical field, but they're also... A lot of people who hunt and fish and hike and camp live and work in the valley. And so that's responsive to all of them as well. If they run across somebody who's hiking and broke a leg, they're going to have the training to help that person survive in that situation and know what to do until professionals can arrive.
And are there certifications tied into the Wilderness First Responder?
Yeah, so we're still building some of the curriculum at this point, but it's going to be a multi-tiered level program where students will enter in, get their first aid certification, their CPR, and then it'll grow from there. And hopefully with the capstone course, they will get their Wilderness First Responder certification.
As far as prospective students go, what would this look like for them first coming in? And by that, I mean, you know, when are they going to be, if I'm a student, when am I going to be able to get involved in some of these offerings that you guys have?
In the construction trades, the first class they take is Woods 1, and then that's kind of combined with Intro to Construction, so we do all of the safety in there. So they're getting all their safety, and they're getting the basics of cabinetry and construction, and then when they move on, they're going to depart from there. They're going to go either construction or they're going to go into the cabinet making. They go into the cabinet making, then they start really working with the routers, the CNCs right away. We're looking to get them going on that immediately so they can use them all through their high school career.
Even within your construction pathway, there's separate paths students might take as far as certifications and course offerings go.
Yeah, and they can do both, but it's kind of geared toward one's more fine woodworking and the other is more residential construction.
As far as my program goes, we have that freshman intro to careers, and it's kind of just an intro into the CTE world. So these kids can come right out of middle school and get into the intro careers class and go right into architectural drafting. If it's something they love and they want to get into the certification by their second semester of their freshman year, they can start working on their certifications in the CNC machine. So these kids get a taste of it right away. And if it's not something for them, you know, they've started their first semester of their freshman year, then they have time to choose a different route or a different pathway. And I think that's important to get them in right away and get these kids excited. You tell someone they can't enroll in Woods or drafting till a junior, well, you've lost them. So, I mean, they can get in right away, which is nice.
Finally, I'd like to ask each one of you, what is one piece of technology, software, hardware, doesn't matter, that you would not want to do your job without? If you showed up tomorrow, it would be much more difficult for you without this piece of technology.
I would say, and this semester specifically, is Google Classroom. I mean, I think being in and out with the COVID, the students and myself rely on that so much just for general communication. I mean, you could push assignments and quizzes and tests out with that. And then the synergy communication to parents, I think, has been huge. For me, I feel like I'm getting less concerning emails from students and parents because of that Google Classroom communication. I don't know if I could do it. It would be very tough.
Yeah, I have to second that. Google Classroom for me is something that I can push out my videos when we're not here. I mean, construction class is really tough to teach online. And so being able to get students videos that they need to see and get them assignments that they need to see when they're at home, Classroom's been super helpful. So again, specifically for in COVID times, that's probably the most important piece of tech that I use.
Speaking of video, I heard a rumor that there is a new YouTube channel.
Absolutely,
How do students find this and subscribe to this?
Oh, well, if you want to see the best in woodworking videos, it's, I don't even know what my channel name is. It's something tied to my school Google account.
That was a really bad plug for your channel. Yeah. If you want to see the best woodworking videos, I forgot my username.
It's not that good.
Okay, Tyler, your job is a little bit different than these two guys. What, as far as technology goes, that you wouldn't want to live without?
Certainly, it would be my Outlook calendar. Everything I do is scheduled throughout the day with all the Zoom meetings, just everything happening, and with staff members trying to get in contact with me and me having to remember what I'm doing. The emails and the calendar are instrumental in me being able to have a successful day.
That's all we have time for today. Thank you guys for your time, and thanks to everyone who listened. If you'd like more information about NC3 certifications, you can visit nc3.net. Please subscribe to Cooler Conversations so you don't miss any future episodes or great things happening in our schools. We can be found on your favorite podcast app or the Mattsu K12.us Teachers Lounge.